Charlotte-Mecklenburg School spent more than $1 million of county money on a panic alarm system that doesn't work. And county commissioners had questions Wednesday about how that happened. One commissioner said she didn't get enough answers. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms reports.
On January 10th, Superintendent Ernest Winston let the public know that the panic alarm system that CMS rolled out when schools opened...
Lockdown. Lockdown. Lockdown.
...has never worked right. CMS had agreed to spend $1.75 million to install that system in all full-size high schools. It's supposed to allow employees to trigger alarms for events ranging from an individual medical emergency to an active shooter. The district has already paid more than $1 million to Atlanta-based Syntegix, but Winston said the system hasn't worked consistently despite months of testing and trying to fix it. On Wednesday, Winston made a 3-minute report at a joint meeting of county commissioners and the school board, mostly repeating what he said at the earlier news conference. The money came from the county, and Commissioner Vilma Leek jumped right in when Winston finished.
Who signed the contract? Who leaked it to the press? And who do we hold accountable?
Winston became superintendent in August, after Clayton Wilcox was forced to resign for reasons that have not been publicly disclosed. Winston noted that the arrangements were made before he took over, but as for assigning blame...
I want to stay focused from my standpoint on making sure that we fix this issue or we go in another direction.
Winston said instead of a contract, CMS used a bidding process and several separate purchase orders, which he said is legal. But when Commissioner Trevor Fuller pressed on that, Winston said...
The board has begun to have conversations to ensure that we're not in this same position going forward.
On January 10th, Winston said he'd warned Syntegix's CEO that he expected everything to be working within 30 days. Syntegix released a statement that day saying the security company looks forward to continuing to work with CMS. On Wednesday, Commissioner Pat Cotham asked what happens if that deadline isn't met.
It's our expectation that we will go in a different direction and we will exercise a provision that will allow us to begin to recoup the funds that have already been paid for the project.
Winston didn't address Commissioner Leek's question about leaking to the press, and it wasn't clear what she meant. But Leek said she wasn't satisfied.
Thank you for your response, but it does not completely answer my question. And for the public, we need to have some answers.
The agenda only allowed 7 minutes for the Q&A. And when that was up, School Board Chair Elise Dashew said it was time to move on to the next topic. The meeting was scheduled to let the two boards discuss budget matters. And Commissioner's Chair George Dunlap noted that it was not specially called in reaction to the panic alarm problems. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms in Charlotte.